Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. And now Marcia Pilgrim continues the story of Office Wife.
At last, after all this long time, and after I've made a thorough mess of Jeff's life and mine, I've realized the truth about Harry Palmer and my husband. Oh, I didn't suddenly stumble on it. It was one little thing after another, building up stronger and stronger until yesterday. I just couldn't go on. I found out that Palmer had been fooling about with his secretary. But that alone didn't make him a criminal. It was the last straw, and I couldn't deceive myself any longer. Now, sooner or later, I have to face Jeff. But what am I going to say? What can you say to your husband after you've let your jealousy blind you to everything decent in one man and everything rotten in another? You can't say a thing. All you can do is make amends. That's what Aunt Harriet says, anyway.
Marcia?
Oh, I'm sorry, yes?
I'm going into the city. Be a good girl and stay at home quietly for today, at least. Can I leave it to you to ask Percy Fleming to dinner tonight?
I'd rather you did.
But it's up to you, dear, and you know it. Now, don't leave it too late to ring.
Where are you going, exactly?
Oh, one or two calls I have to make. It's time I had my hair done, for one thing.
You're not going to see Jeff, are you?
I may call in for a minute.
Do get on with your breakfast, Marcia. Your eggs will be cold.
Oh, if only I had the nerve to go and see Jeff. But I have to sometime. I have to say just once that I know what I've done and I'm sorry. He'll probably laugh.
Jeff, how utterly fiendish. That tenant woman's actually going to let Palmer dangle day after day and week after week.
And there's not a thing we can do about it. Her diary's out of existence. Angela's in the box seat, driving.
Well, do you care, really?
Yes.
Why should you?
It's too deliberate. Too... Well, hang it, Stella. You don't hold the axe over people's heads if you're in a position to chop their heads off. You bring it down whack and get it over.
Your sense of decency's outraged.
If you like. Oh, Angela Tennant sent a chill up my spine last night.
Listen, darling, let Palmer take his medicine and like it. Why should you even care?
I care because, well, all I ever wanted to do was get a confession out of Palmer in front of Marcia, punch his nose and have him arrested. This sort of messing about goes against the grain. Marcia's coming to her senses without any help from me. I confound it all. The whole rotten business is clean out of control.
How do you know Marcia's coming round at last?
I could tell.
When?
She came to the flat last night to tell me how the divorce proceedings went.
What's the matter? Is her phone out of order?
I didn't ask.
Well, tell me the worst, Jeff. What did she say? I loved you all the time, and I only did it because of that Stella Bronson.
Oh, look, Stella. Can I help it if after a year of Harry Palmer, she begins to think she might have been on the wrong track from the start?
Did I ever get on the wrong track, Jeff? I'm not an Indian giver, but I can't afford to let you forget. I bailed you out when they arrested you. I tricked the letter out of Benny Puller that got you acquitted. And I didn't care two pins whether you were a crook or not. I've stuck to you through good, bad, and indifferent. Not to do you any favors. Because you're my bloke and you always have been. What I did then I'll do again, Jeff, 10 times over. And no one's getting you away from me now. Certainly not Marcia.
There's no question of me going back to Marcia.
Darling, there's a big question. And I can cope with everyone but your wife. She's going to do a lot of crying on your shoulder if you give her a chance. She's going to be oh so sorry, and she's going to weep a lot of appealing tears.
Stella, will you shut up?
No, Jeff. We have to have this out sooner or later. If she's not after you again, and if you're not willing to say, dear little Marcia, she was only spoiled anyway, what are the two of you perpetually chasing each other about for?
Do you want a fight?
I'm spoiling for a fight. And if I can't fight Marcia, I'd just as soon as with you. Oh, Jeff, I... Darling, I adore you, and I'm worried sick. Yes? Yes, all right, I'll tell him. You better get back to your own office, Jeff. Miss Harriet Bendigo to see you. Oh, we're fools to wave our passions about at the office anyway. Go on, darling. Leave me alone.
As you say, Jeff, it's all a kind of anticlimax. Nothing in particular has happened to make Marcia act like a sensible girl. But last night she was almost frantic, hating herself for what she's done.
Why can't you tell me these things herself? It's time she began fighting her own battles.
Marcia didn't ask me to come here. It's quite my own idea. Jeff, we all treated you very shabbily. And in return, you've always received, at least me, very well. All I'm asking of you is, don't be too hard on Marcia when she does come to you.
I'd rather she didn't.
But you know quite well she will. Oh, there's nothing she can say or do. We both realize that. But she'll probably want to hear you say something kind. I don't know, Jeff. Looking back, it seems so absurd that we couldn't have taken your word against that other scoundrel.
You've a good deal of influence with Marcia, haven't you, Miss Bendigo?
More now than I had a few months ago.
You do what you can to make sure she goes through with the divorce. The final decree, I mean.
You really want to marry Stella, don't you?
I'm not going to jilt her, if that's what you're thinking of. You haven't met Stella. Would you like to?
Very much.
I'll ask her to come in. Are you there, Stella? Stella? Excuse me, Miss Bendigo. I'll get the switch girl to locate her. Hey, where's Miss Bronson, Tess? Will you find out for me? Oh, well, she has. 10 minutes ago. Did she say where she could be found? Yeah. All right, thanks. That's odd. Extremely odd.
What's the matter?
Stella said she didn't know where she'd be exactly, but if it was urgent, would they try Carassia's? Carassia's this time of the day?
Hello, Angela. Amazing how one always seems to find you glued to a stool in this place. I had a hunch you'd be here.
Since when have you been hunting about for my company, darling?
Since I was told you were free to get up in court and testify against Harry Palmer.
That poor boy. I don't believe he has a friend in the world.
Should he have? I'm going to lay my cards face up for your benefit, Angela, because I've an axe to grind in this business, too.
Stella, you intrigue me.
Marcia Pilgrim already has her decree nisi. I'm determined somehow or other to keep Palmer out of serious trouble until the decree's absolute.
Can I guess why, darling? You want Jeffy boy.
I always have.
Poor Stella. You've already missed by a mile.
It will be too bad for you if I have. What are you talking about?
It's taken Marcia long enough, but she's finally realized that Harry Palmer's the smoothest, nastiest crook in this town.
Oh, you mustn't be modest, dear.
Let's not have repartee, Bronson. Exactly why have you come chasing after me?
Because you're not going to give Palmer away till Marcia's finally divorced.
No. Personally, I'm not interested in Marcia and Jeff. You said you wanted to keep Palmer out of trouble till the decree was absolute. And by that, I suppose you mean till you're married to Jeff. Well now, darling, what becomes of Palmer's quite beside the point.
When are you having him arrested?
This month, maybe. Possibly not for 3 months. I'm savoring my revenge, darling.
You won't give Palmer away till I say so.
Why won't I?
I know the one way in the world to keep you quiet, Angela. As long as I want to, forever and a day. And if I have to, I'll make the most of it.
It doesn't exist. Bluff like this is just funny.
It does exist, Angela. Your diary wasn't burnt. Hooper swindled Palmer. They burnt a replica. And you're in the same position you always were.
I don't believe you.
I have the diary. Would you like me to quote you a passage or two?
You? You have my diary?
If you say a word about this to Jeff Pilgrim, I'll take it straight to the police. The day I marry Jeff, I'll hand it to you and you can do what you like. Until then, Angela, keep quiet, do you hear me? Keep quiet, Angela. Not a word to anyone about Harry Palmer. Not a word about the diary. Better do as I say. You're only after revenge. You know what I'm after, don't you?
Yeah, just on it. Another day finished. Where's my key? Who let you in?
I never told you, but I kept a key to the flat.
Oh. Yes. Well, can I get you anything? What about a drink? I saw your Aunt Harriet today.
Never mind Aunt Harriet. You know why I'm here, don't you?
I can guess, but it's fallen rather flat. The grand exposure of Harry Palmer turned out to be a fizzle. At long last, he was seen through the rotter, but, well, there's the great roll of drums.
Jeff, I'm sorry.
I know, Marcia. So am I.
I could talk for hours, Jeff, telling how it all came about and how it all added up. How I came to the way I did and how I made the mistakes. And I could talk for hours telling you how ashamed and rotten and mean and beastly I feel and always will feel. But it wouldn't make any difference, would it?
Too late now, Pip.
So all I can say is I'm sorry.
All I can say is forget it.
Kiss me goodbye, please.
Sure, why not? Forehead, cheeks, or a real kiss?
Real one, please.
Put your face up.
I didn't want to cry, but I couldn't help it. Now I know how Stella Bronson used to feel. And that suits me, because our positions have changed in more ways than one. She set out to take my husband away, and I was fool enough to let her. Well, now I'm setting out to get him back. I wonder if she'll be fool enough to let me.
We invite you to listen to further episodes of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy. A Donovan Joyce production.